Next Friday, October 15th, is an important tax deadline for some of you. It is the last day for taxpayers who asked for an extension to file their 2009 returns. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant and joins us to discuss what feds and others in the federal community need to know about this looming deadline. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom.
What is the bottom line we need to know about this deadline?
Well, if anybody out there filed for an extension last April for their 2009 federal income taxes, as well as their state income taxes, next Friday is the filing deadline. You must file your taxes by midnight, October 15th, or else there could be a penalty.
Sounds like you've been burning some midnight oil there, Ed, to try to keep up with the tax deadline.
Well, I've been doing a lot of seminars, so I lost my voice a little bit. But at any rate, any federal employee out there who's filed for that extension really has to get on the go here to get their taxes filed by next a week from today. Another thing to keep in mind is that next Friday, October 15th, is the last day you can electronically file your taxes. If you have to file after October 15th, you have to use a paper version. There are some people out there, as a matter of fact, who will be filing after October 15th. I'll give you an example. If anybody served in Iraq or Afghanistan in the uniformed services, they get an automatic extension. Anybody who lives in an area in which there was a natural disaster like a flood, hurricane, tornado, and the IRS granted extensions to those individuals, they will have until after October 15th to file their taxes. But you really need to check with your local IRS office to see if you're eligible for an extension.
So what do people need to start thinking about now when it comes to filing the taxes for 2010?
I tell you, Amy, it's not so much filing your taxes for 2010, but it's a matter of what can they do between now and December 31st to save on their 2010 income taxes, because there's still opportunity to do so. And I'm going to just mention three areas where individuals can save on 2010 taxes. For federal employees, number one way is contribute the maximum possible to the Thrift Savings Plan. When you put money into the Thrift Savings Plan, it reduces your gross salary, which in turn means you're saving on taxes. That's the first area. The second area is if you make some energy improvements to your house, if you live in a house, and you put on a new storm doors, storm windows, a new furnace, do some insulation in your attic, all these type of energy improvements to your house, in addition to saving you money energy-wise, will result in instant tax savings. They are tax credits, but those the installations of the energy improvements to your house have to be completed no later than December 31st. You can't sign a contract on December 20th and say, okay, do the work in January and be able to get your credit for 2010. Everything has to be installed by December 31st. And the third area where individuals can save on taxes is if you have some type of capital asset, you own a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, which has gone down in value, and with this roller coaster in the stock market we've had over the last couple of years, a lot of people own such assets. You may want to think about selling it before December 31st, and in so doing, you most likely will generate a loss, and that loss can be applied against any other capital gains that you may have had. You may have sold something you sold it at a profit and you had a capital gain. You can offset that capital gain by this capital loss, and in so doing, you will save on taxes. If you do not have any capital gains, then up to $3,000 of capital losses can be applied against other income, such as your salary, such as interest income, so you can save on taxes. But I would not recommend you sell something for the sake of generating losses to save on taxes. You have to have a good reason for selling something. If you know for a fact that something has gone down in value with no expectation it's going to come back, then I would definitely think about selling it. But I would just not look at things and say, well, let's sell it and then save on taxes.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefits consultant. And any final tips for this coming up season?
Well, for this upcoming season, and unfortunately, the IRS has not released its tax tables for 2011, And as far as planning for next year is concerned, we're going to have to wait till Congress comes back in session. But what I would advise everyone to do in terms of taxes is to start getting organized to file your taxes for 2010. Get all your records together. Get your receipts together. Don't wait till January or February to start getting organized, because especially if your taxes are prepared for a tax professional, the tax professional likes to have things organized. If you do your own taxes, the more you're organized, the easier it's going to be. So, again, I recommend everybody now, we're at the last quarter of the year, start organizing their records.